old ATCO housing from Skagway is coming to Haines. And Haines artist Stephen Villano has a new exhibit examining the landslide and its aftermath. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Corinne Smith. Those stories are up next. The old ATCO housing units for the Westmark Hotel in Skagway were two long modular buildings across Spring Street from the hotel. They were the first homes for many Skagway residents and seasonal employees. As KHNS's Mike Swayze reports, this week new ownership began disassembling and preparing to ship one of the buildings to Haines to become low-cost housing at Eagle's Nest Trailer Park.
That's the sound of memories being repurposed. Alyssa and Ira Henry run Eagle's Nest Trailer Park in Haines, and they acquired one of the old ATCO buildings from the Westmark Hotel in Skagway. The deal had been in the works for several months before lumber prices recently soared. The ATCO buildings look like one long structure, but they're actually made up of smaller units pieced together. Alyssa Henry says they plan to create several two-bedroom, one-bath dwellings available for rent later this summer at their trailer park.
There's 16 units, and then we were hoping for 8 housing units, but one of them kind of fell apart, so 7.
Affordable housing in Haines has been in very high demand since the December storms that damaged or destroyed dozens of homes. In Skagway, passers-by stopped for photo ops this week as they reminisced about their time spent in the employee housing. Saskia Racky says she lived there for a short stint in 2008 with her two dogs.
So I lived in men's ATCO because women's ATCO did not take dogs. There was 18 rooms, double occupancy. There were 4 showers. I don't remember how many toilets. Not enough. 1 kitchen, and lots of parties, lots of hallway sneaking, trying to sneak out the ATCO down that super long hallway, no one noticing, which is virtually impossible.
According to Racky, the men and women each had their own building, and fraternizing between the two wasn't allowed. Mark Thole said he didn't live there, but he'd go there after work for the social scene.
Like, okay, we're meeting at the ATCO because this person and that person is getting off work, and then we'd have a bunch of cocktails. And yeah, time to get rowdy and then go to the point and have a fire.
Jim Sager, general manager of the Westmark Hotel in Skagway, says the buildings were brought into town in the early 80s after being used to house workers on Alaska's North Slope during the construction of the oil pipeline. It was the first Skagway home for Sager back in 1992.
You know, it's a very small place with paper-thin walls. You get to know your neighbor a lot better than maybe you wanted to. But it was a clean, warm place to lay my head every night. And despite what you might hear, it was actually not a bad place to live.
Sager says the remaining modular building will be used by staff next year, but he hopes to have that building removed after next summer's cruise ship season. The Westmark plans to upgrade staff housing, but not necessarily in the same location. No decisions have been made about what to do with that property once both units are gone. Reporting from Skagway, I'm Mike Swayze.
Haines resident Stephen Villano began drawing a few days after last December's deadly landslide on Beach Road. He's an artist with a background in music, sound design, and filmmaking, and has been living in Alaska for the last 10 years. He evacuated the slide zone with his family during the massive storms with many others from the neighborhood. Later, they learned their home was intact, but the landslide had destroyed or damaged 28 homes and killed 2 of his neighbors.
A day or two after we were evacuated, as soon as the bookstore opened, I bought a sketchbook and a pencil from Amy and took that upstairs. And I just started to draw and found myself not drawing the slide per se, but using drawing as a means of trying to understand what I had seen, how it had happened, the forces at work. Along that time, we were also seeing, we were hearing updates from the geologists, and to see the land that you live on in three-dimensional models taken from the LIDAR data and to see that understructure was already an important aspect of the way that I worked, but this really brought it home because you're seeing sort of like an X-ray of the land that you live on that just gave out. I found it to be both compelling and challenging. And it led me into a process of trying to think this out and understand it. And I found that all the way along the line, I was drawing.
Now Villano has a new downtown exhibit of paintings and drawings examining the landslide experience and aftermath that altered his life and the community he calls home.
So in this one, you see the topographical map, and these topography lines correspond in some ways to these, like this line should continue to here, but now this line is down here. And you see that falling, the movement of the land in that way. You see the tops of the trees. You see these trees that are just huge, sturdy, amazing forest that in a moment was splintered. And you can still see them on the beach where, you know, the trees themselves are still intact, but they're reduced to just splinters. Not only have we had the event itself, but subsequent to the event, we've had a lot that's happened. We've moved to 5 different temporary housing situations since that event. So in 6 months, we've moved 5 times. So it gives you an idea of us, this sort of process of overturn. And I watched, as I was going through this, the land go into this deep kind of slumber of winter, but still very conscious of what was happening inside the land, because I had to be now. The whole community suffered in that, not just the residents, not just the residents of one area. Residents all over the borough suffered from the weather. Those issues that came from these weather events are not done. The weather is coming back. We're trying to understand how to respond in the future. These are all very vital things.
Stephen Villano's collections of drawings and paintings are exhibited now at the Haynes Bookstore on Main Street and will be up for the next few weeks. You can also see them on our website at khns.org. For KHNS, I'm Corinne Smith. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read these stories and others on our website at khns.org, or you can also subscribe to KHNS News on Spotify or anywhere you get your podcasts.